Right? This stops. That stops. Joke. This is not a joking matter. America has a president that is now obviously cognitively compromised. And not only the country sees it, our enemies see it. And this cannot be good for anyone. According to this poll, look at these numbers. 58% of independents, they see it. Even 32% of Democrats understand Joe's not really the one in charge. That's right. A third of voters, Joe's own party, believe Joe's not capable of executing his duties in the office of president. And of course, they see what we all see, and that is somebody that is weak and frail and a cognitive mess and a shell of his former self. And it only appears to be getting worse. The main question now, okay, if he's not in charge, and the polls show that most people don't think he is, who is in charge? Who knew about Joe's condition, and what did they know, and when did they know it?
See, that's where it gets interesting. There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And there aren't a lot of answers out there in the fake news media. I mean, they're ignoring it. Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Aaron Burnett. We'll talk about it coming up next.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Emergency workers are giving up on any hope of finding survivors in that collapsed Florida condo building. Authorities told sobbing families Wednesday that there was no chance of life in the rubble. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG-TV the search for victims of the collapsed condo tower has become a recovery mission.
It is with deep, profound sadness that this afternoon I'm able to share that we made the extremely difficult decision to transition from operation search and rescue to recovery.
Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief Raida Jadala says crews will stop using rescue dogs and listening devices but continue to search for people who are still missing. Eight more bodies were recovered, bringing the death toll to 54, with 86 people unaccounted for. Former President Jimmy Carter and his wife Rosalind are celebrating their 75th wedding anniversary today.
As they mark 75 years of marriage, the Carters extend their record as the longest married presidential couple in American history. And at 96, Carter has lived the longest of all U.S. presidents. Jimmy and Rosalind are devout Christians and read the Bible together aloud each night. They live in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up. Carter served as the 39th American president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A weakened but resilient tropical storm Elsa has left at least one person dead in Florida and injured several others at a campground at a Navy base in Georgia. The storm was churning through southeast Georgia on Wednesday evening, hours after making landfall in Florida. One person was killed in Jacksonville, Florida, when a tree fell onto a car. A possible tornado struck a Georgia park for recreational vehicles, hospitalizing about 10 people. On Wall Street, the Dow by 104 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Porkchop, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky Mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit Mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, the latest numbers show COVID-19 is spreading fastest in southern Nevada in the wealthy suburbs in the west and southern portions of the Vegas Valley. Zip codes which contain developments like Rhodes Ranch, Southern Highlands, and parts of Henderson have experienced the biggest spread of the Delta variant, which now accounts for about half of Nevada's COVID-19 cases. The original main entrance to Caesar's Palace is getting a multi-million-dollar makeover. Hotel officials say the resort's main entrance and main casino will undergo renovations, which will feature a 15-foot-tall statue of Augustus Caesar, two state-of-the-art gaming pits flanking the main entrance, and a new lobby bar. The makeover is scheduled to be finished in time for the New Year's Eve celebration. Using part of the $10 million donation made by the Amazon co-founder and philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, United Way of Southern Nevada was awarded $1.2 million to 22 agencies across the Vegas Valley. The so-called Community Impact Grants are just the first round of funding from Scott's gift, the largest donation in the history of the United Way of Southern Nevada. So congratulations to those 22 agencies.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
You are bumper-to-bumper into the Spaghetti Bowl on U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho as the freeway funnels into just two lanes when you cross over to the 515 at Main Street. And those lane restrictions are going to bog you down for a couple of miles all the way up to Eastern Avenue.
Gather round! I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Hump Day edition, 5 o'clock hour. Great to have you with us. I'll be off tomorrow. Pat Casal will fill in. I'll be back on Friday. One of the things I love about what I call the early risers, they have the platform all to themselves. Early risers are the folks that get out in front of an election, and while some wait till Labor Day to announce and all of this stuff, these people are out on the campaign trail even as we speak. We have spoken to a number of them. Joining us now is Mark Robertson. He's a candidate for Congress in CD3. He's a retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, and he is joining us now. Mark, first of all, thanks for joining us. And what are you finding? Are people receptive to your message as you go about your way?
Hey, Kevin, thanks for having me on tonight. I really appreciate it. Yeah, you know, I'm finding that people are anxious to talk to somebody about what's going on. And they're anxious to share their concerns, and they're looking for somebody who will not just listen to them, but commit to do something about it.
How do you get this to be a pro Mark Robertson sort of thing, and not just the incumbent is horrible and terrible, and anybody but the incumbent, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think you make it about the issues. You first ask people questions. You find out from them what is important to them, and then you tell them. I tell them what I stand for and what I'll do if they send me to D.C. as their representative.
One of those issues, and it's one that we talk about a lot on my show, and that is education. We came across some numbers from a Real Clear opinion poll in June, and it shows that 74% of America wants school choice. 16% don't want it. It's 60 or 70% among people of color. They all favor school choice, but yet we don't have school choice. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on education and where school choice figures into it.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about it, because that comes up over and over as I meet with people. You know, 25 years ago, the United States was number one in the world in math, science, and reading. Today, we're 25th in the world. Nevada ranks near the bottom in the United States. It's just terrible what's going on in our education. So I've got a 5-point plan for fixing the problems with education. First, I'd stop doing what we're doing now. It's just not working. I think we ought to get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. Constitution doesn't say anything about the federal government being involved in education. These decisions should be made as close to the child as possible, preferably by their parents. So first, get rid of the U.S. Department of Education. Number two, take the $68 billion that the Department of Education spends every year and block grant that back to the state. That's where it came from. It came from you and I. Give it back to us. But eventually just phase that out so it's no longer an expense of the federal government. Number three, we've got to break the union's monopoly hold on education. And the way we do that is by giving parents the choice. Parents can choose whether they go to their children go to public schools or private schools or co-op schools or homeschooled or whatever education solution that parent thinks is best. And that the money, step four, is the money should follow the child. Whatever that parent chooses, then those education funds that we've collected in property taxes and tax revenues ought to go to whichever choice that parent makes. This introduces competition into education. Competition and free markets what's made this country great. And it's what will make our education system great again. If they have to compete for those dollars, you know what? If public schools have to compete for the dollars and compete for parents' approval, that'll get rid of this CRT in our schools. Public schools will stop teaching all this race stuff, and they'll get back to math, science, and reading, the things they ought to be teaching. That's my 5 points.
I am so happy to hear you say, let the money follow the child, rather than it follow the school district. That to me is going to be vitally important. My question is, if 74% of America wants this, why is it we don't have it?
It's an interesting dilemma, isn't it? That the people want this, but the politicians don't. Now, why is that? I think you can follow the money. The powerful unions give lots of money to the Democratic Party. And as long as we have Democrats in charge in Carson City and D.C., we're not going to see any fundamental changes. We've got to break those monopolies, too.
So I'm clear, you believe that the federal government has limited or no role in education, should have no role in education.
That's exactly right. That should be done at the local level, as close to parents and the child as possible.
I know that we've talked a lot on this program, and you hear it everywhere you go. Election integrity, they're doing an audit in Arizona. I'm curious your thoughts on election integrity. How are you certain that you're going to get a fair shake in the midterm elections?
Well, I hear this over and over again. People are worried that their vote won't count because it's going to be canceled out by somebody who votes illegally. You mentioned that I spent 30 years in the military. I was deployed to Iraq when the Iraqis got the right to vote. You might remember those Iraqis proudly holding up their ink-stained finger to indicate that they voted. And the only way in Iraq for somebody to vote twice is they'd have to cut off their finger. And if you want to talk about ballot harvesting, that would be a very painful proposition in Iraq.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? I want to ask you, you are, of course, ex-military, and I thank you for your service. I want to ask you about leaving Afghanistan. We've been there for 20 years. There's no mission accomplished banner hanging anywhere in Afghanistan. And I'm just curious, your thoughts on the last 20 years, and is it time to go, even if the Taliban takes over an entire country?
Yeah, you know, President Trump had this right. It was President Trump that initiated our withdrawal from Afghanistan, and he was absolutely right. I served in Afghanistan. I saw the mess that country was. I saw men, young men and men of fighting age that weren't willing to stand up and fight for their mothers and their daughters and their sisters and their wives. And if the men of a country... And I'm all for women who want to fight as well, but if the men won't stand up to protect their own families, we certainly shouldn't be sending the blood and dollars of Americans to that country. Because there will not be lasting peace until the men of the country decide they're going to fight the Taliban to protect their women from the terrible atrocities that the Taliban brings to women throughout the world.
Is there a reason why somebody like NATO or the UN or somebody would not send a peacekeeping unit in there to keep the peace and to keep the Taliban out?
Yeah, of course, we pay the biggest bills on the U.S. pays the biggest bill on NATO and any UN peacekeeping forces. And so it would still be a burden on the U.S. government. And I'm still of the same mind that if the people of Afghan aren't willing to stand up and fight for their own country, that there isn't any hope for that. I mean, you think of the American Revolution. If those Minutemen, if those volunteers, if those great patriots had the will to take on England, we wouldn't have a country. The same is true in Afghanistan. They've got to stand up and fight for themselves.
How do you see this thing? You've served there. You know the people there. How does this thing end up? We are, 95% gone from Afghanistan. What's going to be the next step? We keep hearing that members of the military are essentially just walking away from their military. What's going to happen? Is the Taliban going to take it over? Are they going to owned and operated?
Yeah, I do believe there'll be chaos. I think it will be a mess. And there'll be people who criticize that we left. But it doesn't matter if we left 10 years ago or 10 years from now. It will be a mess until the people of Afghanistan decide to stand up and do something about it. It's going to be a mess. I was there in 2011, so that's 10 years ago, and I could have predicted then that they're not going to be. The corruption is just so terrible within the Afghan government, and the people, you know, if you can't get rid of the corruption, then the people aren't going to support the government, and it's going to fall into chaos.
Again, Mark Robertson joining us, candidate for Congress in CD3, retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve. Donald J. Trump, private citizen, today sued big tech, including Twitter and Facebook. I'm curious what you think about that, and is it time to rein in big tech?
Oh yeah, that they're definitely fit the description of a monopoly. They shouldn't have any of these special protections that protect them from lawsuits. They have gone well beyond being a simply benign communications platform. They ought to be held accountable for the censoring of conservatives and the barring of a president of the United States. They need to lose any of those protections. We really ought to consider breaking them up and considering them a monopoly.
Should they reinstate the former president?
Oh, absolutely. Immediately. That should have happened already.
Wow. Let me ask you, I know you're in the early stages of your candidacy, and I'm just curious, what is it you need from would-be voters, from supporters, from folks that are curious, that hear you on the radio and say, hey, he sounds interesting. I live in CD3. Oh, it sounds like a good deal to me. What is it you need from folks now?
Well, I'd like to talk to as many people as I can. We're already doing 2 or 3 meet and greets a week. If anyone wants to volunteer to host a meet and greet, they can go to my website, robertsonforcongress.com. Robertson, the word for, F-O-R, congress.com. And they can volunteer to hold a meet and greet. They just gather their friends and neighbors in their home, and I'll come and answer any question that anybody has. And they could interview me. That's essentially what I'm doing. I'm interviewing to be their representative. If somebody wants to help, they can introduce me to their family and friends. I'd be happy to come out and talk with them.
It's going to be interesting to see. And by the way, do you have any competition at this point? I have not heard of any folks that have announced their candidacy.
There are actually 4 people in the Republican primary so far. And we anticipate more, and the reason we do is because this is the year the Republicans will take back this seat. The last Republican that held this seat was Joe Heck. Joe, a Brigadier General in the Army Reserves, officiated at my retirement ceremony. He's the one that encouraged me to run.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's why I'm running. I'm running because I want my grandchildren to have the type of America that I grew up in.
Well, I tell you what, Joe Heck, good guy and a patriot. I mean, let's face it, he's a patriot. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. If folks want to reach out again, one more time on that website.
Thanks, Kevin. It's robertsonforcongress.com.
Very good. Mark Robertson, thank you so much. Candidate for Congress, CD3, a retired colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves. Good guy. And I love his stance on education. Those 5 points are good ones. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite her own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
In case you didn't realize it, I am a big fan of Tucker Carlson. Last night, he was borderline brilliant, going after no less, and this is cut five, by the way, going after the NEA, the Teachers Union. Listen to this.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Hope you had a terrific 4th of July. It's a day worth celebrating. Despite what you may read day in and day out, this is still a great country. Where else are you going to go that's better? Nowhere. America's still full of happy, decent, independent-minded people. The attitudes of our leaders may have changed dramatically in recent years, and they have, but the virtues of our population have not changed. That's the good news. The bad news is the people in charge are working hard to make Americans hate our own country. If you made the mistake of going online this weekend, you saw them pouring out their misery on social media. Instead of enjoying hot dogs and fireworks with the kids they don't have, they were on Twitter yelping about slavery and white supremacy and what a terrible place the United States is. It's easy to ignore people like this. You just turn off your screen and then go live your life. Unfortunately, it is much harder to shield your children from them. That's the problem. Case in point, last week, the largest teachers union in the country, the National Education Association, announced that its new and first priority is making anti-American indoctrination, race-based indoctrination, mandatory in every classroom in the country. All K through 12 schools, the union declared, must teach children that, quote, white supremacy, anti-blackness, anti-indigeneity, racism, patriarchy, cis, heteropatriarchy, capitalism,